The U.S. economy grew at a pretty decent clip in the third quarter. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. U.S. GDP, the sum total of all the goods and services bought and sold in the U.S. economy, grew 2.9%. That's an annualized rate in the third quarter, slightly above the predictions of analysts and economists. Meanwhile, the number of private sector jobs in the economy grew by 127,000 in November, according to payroll processor ADP. That is a lot lower than the 239,000 from the month before. Jobs were gained in leisure and hospitality, but a lot were lost in manufacturing and professional and business services. Let's go through this with Susan Schmidt. She's head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So let's talk GDP first. 2.9% growth. How does that look to you?
Well, they came in right on top of estimates. So estimates were for 2.8% growth. That really is tracking with what expectations were. Prior months was 2.6%. So this is about in line with what investors are expecting. This isn't going to be what shakes the market.
All right, let's talk jobs now. 127,000 new jobs added in the private sector, according to ADP. That is the lowest number since January of 2021. Has the formerly red-hot labor market finally cooled down?
Well, this could certainly be a sign that things are cooling. So 127,000 jobs added. Last month, it was almost 240,000, and expectations were for 200,000 jobs to be added. So this is something investors are going to look at. Now, this is private payroll data. We'll get government data coming out on Friday. They don't always match up, but I think investors are going to look at this and actually take some comfort from it, because that does seem to imply that the job market might be cooling just a little bit, and that takes some of the heat out of inflation.
Speaking of inflation, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is speaking today. The Fed's going to meet in about 2 weeks. What do these numbers mean for how they decide on what to do with interest rates in the economy?
Well, investors are always paying very close attention to anything Chairman Powell says, particularly when they know it's a period where we are changing the interest rates. And that certainly seems to be the case today. With this lower employment number from the private payrolls data, that does seem to give Chairman Powell some room to move. And he has implied that he might be lowering the rate of increase that's happening with interest rates. The market largely expects him to reduce that rate from 75 basis points, or 0.75%, to 0.5%, 50 basis points, at the next meeting in December. Investors today will really be tuned in to Chairman Powell's comments, because investors have been thinking that that reduction in interest rate increases might be coming as soon as December. And certainly, this lower employment number would let Chairman Powell have some room to move with that and make that 0.5 percentage point increase more of a possibility.
Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On that note of a cooling labor market, food delivery service DoorDash is at the latest tech company to announce layoffs. CEO Tony Hsu said today that more than 1,200 corporate employees would be let go because of, quote, team growth and operating expenses. DoorDash stock is up nearly 6% in early trading. Fannie and Freddie Mac say they will increase the maximum mortgage that they'll back with government loans. Home mortgage loans up to a little more than $1 million can now be backed by Fannie and Freddie, at least in high-cost areas. Limits are rising in other areas too, but not as much. Since the start of the war in Ukraine, the European Commission has frozen more than $300 billion of Russian central bank reserves and $19 billion belonging to Russian oligarchs. But freezing is different from seizing. In most EU member states, you can only legally seize assets, that is, make them your own, if there's been a criminal conviction. So the EU has been grappling with what to do with all that frozen money if it can't just spend it. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen is floating this idea.
We could create, with our partners, a structure to manage these funds and invest them. We would then use the proceeds for Ukraine. And once the sanctions are lifted, These funds should be used so that Russia pays full compensation for the damages caused to Ukraine.
Von der Leyen also said the EU is going to try and set up a special court through the UN to prosecute possible Russian war crimes. Russia, of course, says its invasion of Ukraine is legal and the freezing of its central bank reserves and assets of its citizens is not. On now to China. Jiang Zemin has died. Jiang was a former president of China who led that country through unprecedented growth in the 90s. For more, here's our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak.
Jiang Zemin was picked to lead China after the Tiananmen Square killings in 1989. He took China from a pariah state to become one of the fastest growing economies in the world. Hundreds of millions of poor farmers in the countryside shifted to factories to produce goods for the rest of the world. Under Jiang Zemin, China weathered the Asian financial crisis and joined the World Trade Organization in 2001. The former leader enjoyed singing arias from both Western and Chinese operas and recited parts of the Gettysburg Address for foreign visitors. His death comes at a time when the Communist Party is facing a wave of protests over its pandemic controls. Jiang Zemin died at the age of 96. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
For a wrap of the day's economic news, you can listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace on many public radio stations or at marketplace.org or on podcast in New York. I'm Sabri Benishore, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.